Daily Manna from the Torah by Dr. Katriel Blad. Lech Lecha, Week 3, Aliyah 3. The Lord said to Abram, after Lot had separated from him, "Lift up your eyes and look from the place where you are, northward and southward, and eastward and westward, for all the land that you see I will give to you and to your offspring forever. I will make your offspring as the dust of the earth, so that if one can count the dust of the earth, your offspring also can be counted." Genesis 13, verses 14 through 16. What is the reward for generosity? Abraham sought peace with his nephew Lot. He didn't want quarrel between both sides. The Eternal had multiplied their riches in such a way that they couldn't live together anymore because the pasture wasn't enough. Abraham chose not to fight for his rights. He had received a calling to go to the land, and he was blessed financially because he obeyed that calling. Abraham walked with the Eternal, but Lot didn't walk with the Eternal. He walked with Abraham. Lot didn't know where the source of true prosperity was. It wasn't in men, but in the Eternal. Hashem brought up a situation that caused a crisis in their relationship. So Abraham told Lot to choose first the place he wanted to move to. Lot chose for himself what he considered better. Abraham chose to give in and humble himself and not to try to get benefit from his calling or his relative or anyone. This attitude is highly pleasing to the Eternal. When Abraham was called to leave his land, he was also told to leave his family. He had not left Lot, so the Eternal had to bring up this situation in order to free Abraham from his nephew. Abraham parted from him in a very courteous manner, with no disputes or emotional wounds left between them both. What was the reward for this kind of generosity? The Eternal made him look at everything his sight could reach, and he told all that would belong to him and his descendants forever, including the area where Lot had settled. He who gives in wins. He who is generous prospers, but he who chooses for himself at the end will lose everything. Don't fight to get what is yours. Be generous. Humble yourself before others. Don't be greedy. Don't be jealous. Let others choose first, and the Eternal will greatly reward you in his own way and time. May the Eternal help us understand this great truth. This way, we will be like Messiah. Shalom.